after a video that some say depicts Native Americans in a reductive light was shown at a pep rally at a northern Montana high school a few weeks ago, two school districts are grappling with which matters more, intent or interpretation. Unfair, unwarranted, and inaccurate. That's how Valier High School Superintendent Julie Gaffney describes the outrage over student-made video.
You can't control how people take things.
3 weeks ago, Valier freshmen put together a video of their homecoming game against Hart Butte High School. One scene showed a fair-skinned girl in a feathered headband, braids, and a red skirt falling into a bank of snow after getting shot. The video was posted on Facebook the day after the pep rally. The backlash was immediate. Commentators said things like the video was, quote, very rude, disrespectful. Others said it was, quote, blown out of proportion. In a press release, Valier Superintendent Gaffney said the school would look into the video. This is the first time Yellowstone Public Radio has spoken to her since her investigation concluded last week. She says she didn't know red dresses were an international symbol for missing and murdered Indigenous women, and neither did her freshman students when they made the video for their game against Hart Butte. It's a school on the Blackfeet Reservation and is all Native except for two students. Compare that to Valier, which is just outside the reservation and majority white. Gaffney says it's a Valier tradition for each class to make themed videos for homecoming. For this year's freshmen, the theme was the 4th of July. She says their concept was to portray a Revolutionary War tussle between the British and colonists, with the British being Hart Butte and the colonists being Valier. That's why a Valier student wore traditional Native garb to symbolize the other team, the Hart Butte Warriors.
The video was not made to humiliate the MMIW or embarrass, you know, it wasn't that.
She says she can't control that people took it that way. The way she sees it, it's not her job or in her control to change how people feel.
I think that Hart Butte thinks you do. I think they want an apology for the accidental offense. I think that that is something that is within your control. Is that something you'd be interested in doing or saying?
I think I expressed myself very clearly how I felt in the article that I wrote.
Okay. And I guess just to confirm, there's no apology in here, so that
no,
is...
No, I'm not, that, I don't want you putting, you can't put in the paper that I said, no, we're not coming forth with an apology. That just, to me, is not...
Well, I guess, let me know what you're...
What this is all about, so, you know...
Well, please help me understand.
I believe is I let the stakeholders understand, and so, to me... The only people that I really need to be answering to would be the student, you know, the students at Hart Butte, and the best vehicle for that, I feel, is to give our students an opportunity to at some point process this.
Hart Butte Superintendent Mike Tatsy says he sent an invitation to Valier for the student bodies to get together for a talking circle, but didn't hear back. He says he's not in control of their response. If they don't want to get together, he can't force them.
When we want to help somebody, we pray for them. As Native Americans, that's all we can do is just ask the Creator to help people understand, you know, our situation.
The situation he's talking about is missing and murdered Indigenous people. Ashley Loring Heavy Runner, a Blackfeet tribal member, has been missing for more than a year. Tatsy says she went to Hart Butte, and that's the sort of thing he says the Valier administration
could do a better job of understanding what's in the community and what's nearby.
He says Valier is less than 10 miles from the Blackfeet Nation, and that there are billboards about missing and murdered Indigenous people nearby in Conrad. But Tatsy says it's okay the school made a mistake in this instance. He's looking for...
And the simple, you know, we're sorry we didn't know that, even though that wasn't our intent, that was the impression that people got.
He says he knows they didn't do it on purpose, and he doesn't expect the school to admit that. All he wants is an apology. But since he's not sure that's coming, he says he'll keep praying for people who don't understand Native culture and history. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.